song is, here in the power of Christ I'll stand, and that God wants us to stand, but we can only stand with his power, can't we? You know, we can try and stand in our own strength, but it won't work. But when we're when we stand with God in his power, he touches us and helps us and gives us that strength that enables us to continue to stand when things are, if we're going through our own personal things, whether our country is going through challenging times with our king just recently being cremated, whether our friends are going through challenging times, you know, God is with us, wants to help us. And when we have that personal relationship with God, he enables us to stand. Okay. Michelle, can you pass these out, please? Mm-hmm. I thought I would print these off. There's about 10 there. We might have to share. And we're going to read it out. Chris, could you read the first bit there, Ephesians 1:15-19? And Michelle, could you read out the second bit, Ephesians 6:10-18?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Me, Hilton, not Christoph.
Chris, sorry, my apologies. No, no, no.
That's fine. No, no.
Christoph will always be Christoph.
For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms.
Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against people, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled round your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people.
Amen. My talk today is about living in power. And specifically, I want to give you an insight into my journey of living in God's power. It takes about 30 minutes to read the letter to the Ephesians, and I've read it many times, and it's always amazed me that Paul, after talking about all the blessings of knowing Jesus, God's heart for mankind to be united, calling on us to live wisely as husbands, wives, children, employees and employers, then begins to sum up and refers to wearing armour. And it's the armour of God. And what that means for me, that's what I want to focus on this morning. Now, when he wrote this letter, Paul was imprisoned under house arrest in Rome. And I can imagine him using what he saw around him in detention as an illustration for us. You'd have seen the Roman soldiers getting dressed into their armour. And it's not a great leap for me to think, what a great example of how to live in God's power. We all get dressed in the morning. We put on our clothes. We put on our shoes. But Paul writes that not only should we get dressed into our clothes, but he recommends that we get dressed into our armour. It's appropriate this morning that the last line was, in Christ I'll stand. God wants us to stand this morning in the midst of difficulty, and we can only stand when we're dressed in his armour. And putting his armour on should be as natural as putting on our clothes in the morning. And not just on a Sunday or occasionally, but every day we should put on the armour of God. I can imagine Paul looking through windows or doors or bars or wherever he was, seeing the soldiers put their armour on and thinking, when they're dressed in their armour, they are protected. When they finish their shift, they take their armour off and their protection's gone. And if they haven't put their armour on at all, they're very vulnerable and always open to attack. And that's the same for you and for me. Life is an exciting journey, but it has many dangers and many pitfalls. In his letter, Paul describes the best way to live our lives is by having a relationship with God. And he reminds us of the benefits of putting our trust in God. In the passage we've read, Paul reminds us that many of our battles are internal battles. Ones we cannot see. Battles up here. The devil can sometimes be like an internet troll, stalking us, probing us, and exploiting us when we're weak. God, on the other hand, wants to come and strengthen us in our weak areas. Yeah. Or where challenges come, God wants to help us. Earlier in the letter, Paul says to the Ephesians that they should throw off their old natures and put on their new relationship with God. We can do the same, but we can't do it by ourselves. We need help, and God can supply that help if we ask him. Only with Jesus Christ can we experience this renewal, or new birth as we call it. Now, I haven't got a suit of Roman armour around me, just as Paul would have seen. But he used an example, so I've used what's around me. So I'm going to do the same, taking that principle. And I've asked the lovely Priya to be a volunteer. So Priya, would you like to come and stand here? Quick round of applause for Priya. Stand over there, Priya, and I'll just grab my bag because I realise I have left something in my bag. Now, you need to get the reading that we Chris and Michelle read from before. If you want to get that into your hands, that will be helpful. And we're going to look at the armour that Paul used. You want to stand there and face it to everybody, Priya, that would be fantastic. Now, what's the first item? I've underlined it. What's the first item that Paul talks about? The belt of truth. So, Priya, who's been primed beforehand, has got her belt. Now, one translation says, the wide belt of truth. Would you like to put it on? The wide belt of truth. Now, what do we think that means, the belt of truth, or the wide belt of truth? I believe for me, it's the phrase around your waist is significant. God's truth needs to surround me like that belt goes around me. Mm-hmm. Truth like, he is God, I'm not. This is how he sees me. This is how much he loves me. He wants to support me when I am sick. He wants to be my healer. When I look to the future, he has plans for me. Having God's truth with me builds me up and encourages my own personal integrity and my own moral courage. It gives me that extra support. And all of these truths are fundamental for me and enable me to live in power. And they can be for all of us. Now, many of you will know that I was in the army in my younger days. And when we would put our service belts on, it held everything. It held my ammunition. It held my food and water. It held my gas mask. It held a cape. And it held a nuclear fallout suit. So it held everything in this belt. And in the same way, like a belt that everything hangs off, all I know about God depends upon knowing, understanding and believing the truths that is written in the Bible. And I need to know them in my heart. Mm-hmm. And they need to hang off me. It's a fundamental part of my dress in the morning. Putting on the belt of truth and applying that to my life. It strengthens me. Occasionally at work, we would have people, if they're lifting heavy objects, they'd put a weightlifter's belt around them, which is narrow at the front, but very broad at the back to support their back. And that encourages them and enables them to stand upright. The theme, isn't there? Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand. Put on your armour so that you will stand. Stand up firm. The second item is what? The breastplate of righteousness. Now my motorcycle jacket, Priya, is like that. It's an example of being protected. Okay? It's got padding here around me. There's photographic opportunities later on for this. Living in the right way and standing up to temptation is very important for all of us. One translation even says, put the armour of godliness on your chest. Mm. Now, sometimes we're tempted, often we're tempted, and we all are, and I'm not unique. And it's good to say no sometimes if wrong things are suggested. Mm. Let's cheat this exam. I've got the answer to all the questions. Let's steal this. I've got the keys to the till. We can face many temptations, but having our relationship with God increases the moral courage I talked about before and enables me to say no when temptations come and can enable all of us to live in the right way. Now, what's the next one that we read about?
Feet.
It's our feet, isn't it? So, now you need to relax just for a second. You can tell we've practiced this, can't you? Now, today I've got my slippers on. But however, we wear different shoes for different purposes, don't we? At home I wear my slippers. When I go out,
I wear my slippers.
Obviously. Sorry,
when I go out, I wear my shoes. When I go walking, rarely, but when I go walking, I put my boots on. And when I used to go on my motorbike, I'd put my motorcycle boots on, Priya. So if Priya would like to put those on. So I wear different shoes for different tasks. I wouldn't go mountain climbing. Not even I would go mountain climbing with my slippers on. You don't have to test it. That looks good. Okay. Knowing that God is with us everywhere we go, and that we take the peace of God with us, whether we're in the gym, or the lecture hall, or the office, can be a great source of encouragement. No matter where I go, you're with me, and you equip me, Lord, wherever I go. Encourages and builds my confidence for me and for any of us who know God. For me personally, it helps me to be sure-footed when challenges come and helps me to be ready when if I'm asked a question about my relationship with God. The fourth one is the shield of faith, which is the shield behind you. So ably put together by Julian, I must say. Now the Roman army had two types of shield, a typical round one, a small one. But then there's the larger oblong one. Now in the Roman times it would have been curved, but we didn't have enough time to make a curved one. That's a bit tricky.
But it's a life-size size. That's the size that it is and was. My faith needs to grow like this. From the red one, it needs to grow increasingly. So that actually, my whole body can be covered. And if Priya lifts the shield up, you can see that it protects just about all of it. And the higher she lifts it up, you can see how protected she is with that shield of faith. My faith needs to grow so that it's like that. And God wants to encourage my faith and encourage our faith. And he wants it to be exercised across everything that I do. My job, my family, my relationships with people, health, money, holidays, where I live, who I go out with. God wants me to apply faith to every area of my life, just like that shield covers my whole body. Now, the next one is the helmet of salvation. So, Priya, you'll have to put the shield down for a moment. The helmet of salvation. Our motorbike helmets like that. We've tried it, it fits. Knowing God has saved me can give me clarity of thought. That could squeeze it on. Look at that. Hey, fantastic. You need a bike. With an engine on it. Knowing that God has saved me gives me clarity of thought, protects my mind. It protects my brain when thoughts come, and they come into my mind, they can come to all of our minds. Now, whether this is prophetic or not, I'm not too sure, but actually I've got a sun visor here. If I tilt this down, okay, it's like a pair of sunglasses that comes down. I think for somebody here, I don't know why, but I thought this yesterday, for somebody here, I just sensed that God wanted to lift off those sunglasses and make you able to see clearly. Okay, can you see what I've done there? There's like a sun visor there. I lift this up, that might be better.
You have to stand at the side, don't you? You can see.
Okay, you just turn your head, you can see.
Yeah, but people can't see through you.
Sorry, my apologies. Sorry, I can see. Sorry. So you can see the sun visor, the glasses there. But if I flick this lever, there we go. I just feel God wanted to just remove scales from somebody's eyes this morning so that people could see. Somebody could see a bit more clearly. Now, the last one is the sword. Now, you'll have to balance this well. So you need your shield in one hand, lift it up, and you've got the word of God. You got that? Excellent. In the other. Now in the book of Matthew, we read that one day Jesus was led into the desert to be tempted. And when the devil came, he offered Jesus great wealth, power and position. Jesus replied by using the Bible to defend himself. Now, using the truth we read in the Bible, that can defeat anything that can come our way. Because Paul could see that God's words are as powerful as a sword, just as Jesus demonstrated in the desert. So that's the way we need to be dressed. With our helmet, with our shield, with our belt of truth around us, with our breastplate of righteousness, our shield in there, and the word of God. I want you all dressed like that tomorrow morning. The last one, but probably the most important, is prayer. Asking God to intervene in my life is an important part of who I am. When Jesus died, we can read that access was granted to anyone who wanted to come into God's presence. And that opportunity should not be missed, as God encourages all of us to come to talk to him with all kinds of prayers and requests, just as we've done this morning. Bringing his power to bear in my once ordinary life transforms it into a supernatural life. And when it's applied every day, his power continues to transform me and us by his love and kindness towards us. I could say much, much, much more. And I even had a video clip, but That's the time that we've got this morning.